this is a great example, which I'm just going to do very, you know, very quickly. I love the historical cryptography. It's Visionaire, knowing the insecurity of substitution ciphers, which had in fact been known for 600 years by the time Visionaire lived, came up with the idea of using a sequence of substitution ciphers, several of them. So here's our example. So the key here is Songbird. You see I've written that under A. It's an eight-letter key. And then we've written out a Caesar cipher corresponding to each one of these letters of the key. So like this one row, which begins with B, C, D, E, F, G, and so on and so forth. And the top row will be the letters that we're encrypting. So knowing the encryption key, Songbird, and knowing that it's a Visionaire cipher, here's how you would encrypt something. It would take fight fiercely, Harvard, fight, fight, fight. Okay, so to encrypt the F, you use the top row. So you go over in the top row to the F, and it's an X. Okay? Now to encrypt the I, you'd use the second row. And on the second row under I is a W. Then you'd use the third row for G. And under G, there's a T in the third row. The fourth row under H, there's an N. The fifth row under T, there's a U, and so on. Okay? And when you get to the end, after you've done all eight rows, you just start over at the beginning. So you're really using eight Caesar ciphers cyclically to encode a very long message. Okay, and this, what you get out of this, frequency analysis doesn't work because you see, like, there's two Fs here, but they correspond to different letters. F corresponds to X here, and this F corresponds to N. So adding up the number of occurrences, and the same thing works the other way. If you find two letters that are repeated, like this N decrypts to H here, but the N decrypts to F there. So the two occurrences of the same letter down here don't correspond to the same letter in the plain text, and two letters of the plain text that are the same don't correspond to the same letter of the ciphertext. So you could count up the frequencies in this long thing and you would have nothing that would correspond to the letter frequencies of the English alphabet. So this was Visionaire's invention. And for hundreds of years, it was considered to be uncrackable because it defied the only method that was known for encrypting it. And then someone came along and figured out that this too was subject to cracking. If you knew what the length of the key was, okay, then you could go through the ciphertext and just count every kth letter. If you say the key has length 8 in the example we just gave, you do one frequency analysis on the first, 9th, 17th, 25th, and so on letters, and then you do a separate frequency analysis. Now you need more text, you know, on the 2nd, 10th, and so on. And so you could attack each one of them do a frequency analysis. So if you imagine the key had length 3, then you do one frequency analysis on every third letter, and then you do a separate frequency analysis on the every third letter starting from the second, and then you do a third frequency analysis on every letter, third letter starting from the third. So even until the 20th century, the Visionaire cipher was considered to be unbreakable, impossible of translation, even though it too had been cracked well before that time. Okay.